The World Food Program is active in almost 40 sub-Saharan African countries. The United Nations agency's Greg Barrow says more people are under threat of being priced out of the food market as most of the countries are food importers. Barrow says governments importing food pass on the high cost to consumers, and this has led to unrest in some countries.
We've seen this particularly in a number of West African countries that have to import food, places like Mauritania, Senegal, where there's a high level of rice consumption, and this leads to frustration.
Barrow also noted that high food prices have changed the profile of those threatened by hunger, not only in Africa, but globally.
The World Food Programme has most of its work concentrated in rural areas. We're finding in urban areas where consumers had been perhaps a little bit better protected because they often earn slightly more than their neighbours who live in the poor areas of the countryside. They are finding that those people who might spend 50, 60, 70 or even 80% of their earnings on food needs are being hit particularly hard.
Because the World Food Program also has to buy the food from exporting countries, it is not immune to price hikes. Barrow said the agency's programs and projects in Africa are still on track.
In Africa, we haven't had to make any cuts yet, but if we do not get a significant increase in our funding by the middle of this year, then that's the point at which we have to seriously consider cutting rations or cutting programs.
However, on Tuesday, the organization said its available food for Rwanda, for example, was able to feed 40% fewer people than last June. Donor governments and organizations have responded to the WFP's appeals with additional funds. On Tuesday, the European Commission announced another $185 million in food aid to cushion the impact of soaring prices. The United States, which according to the World Food Programme provides about 50% of all global food aid, has responded with an additional $200 million to help ease the crisis. European Union Development Commissioner Louis Michel described the rise in basic food prices as an emerging worldwide humanitarian disaster. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.